A CSIRO study has found that Australians are not eating enough fruit and vegetables and that city dwellers are the worst offenders. 4 out of 5 people fail to meet the recommended 2 fruits and 5 servings of vegetables a day, and young people are particularly at risk, as Angus Randall reports.
The 6 o'clock home-cooked meal is a thing of the past for most people.
People are definitely eating out more, both for breakfast, lunch and dinner. That means that if you're not getting vegetables in your takeaway meal or in your restaurant meal, you're not getting it at all.
Professor Manny Noakes was the research director for a CSIRO study which surveyed 145,000 Australian adults to find out how much fruit and vegetables they were eating. And the results show that as people eat out more regularly, they struggle to get their recommended daily requirements.
We need a lot more people to do that, especially younger people. And I think for that to happen, we need to look at all kinds of convenience forms of fruits and vegetables, particularly in takeaway foods and in restaurants. Often when you go to a restaurant, you have to ask for extra vegetables because the amount on your plate is nowhere near what you need. And that's often very costly. And it would be great to see more vegetables with main meals.
She suggests restaurants often focus on big ticket items such as steak.
Generally speaking, the restaurants tend to present them that way. So you might order a steak and it'll have a nice piece of steak in the centre of your plate, and you might be lucky if you've got a slice of asparagus.
John Hart is the CEO of Restaurant and Catering Australia. He's pushing back against the idea that restaurants favour deluxe, meat-heavy dishes.
I think that's the case in some businesses, but there are also many that we've used in varying campaigns in the past that specialise in a lot of vegetarian-type dishes, not because they're vegetarian, but because they're great food that contains a lot of vegetables.
He argues consumers have a choice.
It could appear that that is causing this problem, but the bottom line is that people have choices when they dine out, and if they choose to order a meal that has vegetables with it or fruit with it, then they will get their daily allowance. So it's really the consumer's choice, not where they choose to dine.
Dietitian Joel Ferran from the Dietitians Association of Australia agrees.
Possibly restaurants are playing a role, but I think we actually need to accept some level of responsibility as well. And I mean, I meet in private practice with a lot of people who eat out regularly, and I think encouraging people to order a side salad or making sure that they do have some sort of vegetables with their meal when they're out is probably sound advice.
Part of the problem, he says, is that consumers fail to understand how much fruit and veg is required for a single serving.
Yeah, I think people underestimate the serving size. So ideally, half our plate should be filled with vegetables. And I think if, you know, people think that if they include, you know, a few broccoli florets, that they're probably getting enough. But really, it's just not enough.
Professor Manny Noakes from the CSIRO warns young people risk passing their eating habits onto their children.
The important thing is that vegetables are part of something that people grow up with. If you don't grow up with knowing how to prepare them, incorporating them as part of your normal meals, then people will have less skills to both purchase those foods, prepare those foods, and even enjoy those foods.
That's CSIRO Research Director Manny Noakes, ending that report by Angus Randall.